Well, hello there, ladies and gents. Great to see you again, and welcome back to Wisdom and Wealth Pathways to a Life of Significance for you and your family. I'm Ryan Ruff, your moderator, and as always, I'll be joined by my right-hand man, the star of our show. That's Mr. Frank Astorino of the Astorino Financial Group, and we've got another great wealth management topic we're going to be unpacking for you guys here today on the show, and it's one that is, I think, applicable to many of us out there. Today, we're talking about financial surprises, and boy, can they creep up on even the most of organized people, and they can cause anything from a minor, you know, inconvenience, if you will, to a major issue for your financial world. So Frank and I are going to be breaking down some of these common financial surprises, if you will, and how we can be taking some steps to avoid them within our greater financial world. So before we get into the nitty-gritty of everything, let's go ahead and say hi to the man of the hour. Frank, great to see you this morning. How you doing?
Good to see you, Ryan, as always. Looking forward to another topic with you.
Of course. Hey, likewise, the conversations we have are super enlightening. I'm excited to get into this one because I think as we go through some of these financial surprises, I think myself, a lot of our audience is probably going to recognize a few of them, if you will. Frank, let's open up the conversation kind of from a high level. You know, we're talking about this idea of financial surprises today, and I'm guessing many of those financial surprises, they're not the good ones, you know, of suddenly finding, let's say, $1 million stashed away underneath our mattress. It's more likely a negative circumstance that we're facing. Why don't you set the scene for us on this front?
Sure, Ryan. We all like to win $1 million or the Super Bowl lottery. But today we're living in a complex world, as people are aware, a lot of geopolitical risk. People are retiring. Some are retiring later, retiring earlier. And usually the stock market and the economy are top of mind, and it puts people on edge, especially with the news. And through my history, through the decades, we've watched stock market crashes, 1987, year 2000 with the tech crash, you know, 2008, the mortgage market was in a frizzy. And then we had as recent as 2022, feeling sorry for a lot of the seniors, that the fixed income market, the bonds went down and the stock markets went down and people were like, where do I go? Some of the surprises that come about with those type of market conditions is if you're in a mutual fund portfolio, which many are, sometimes there are capital gains being paid or generated even without your wanting to do that or having to choose it, and your portfolio is down. So people were getting surprised with a tax bill even though they were down capital, down in portfolio. There's other issues that come with these market consequences is sequence of return. People have to take money during retirement from their portfolio because they may not be gainfully employed. Where the market is, bonds or stocks, is a big issue for where they take their location of money.
Sure, sure. A lot of concerns out there, especially in that time of life, which I know, Frank, you work with a lot of folks that are going through these transitions. One of those big transitions in life is that transition into retirement. So why don't we start, let's unpack this a little bit. Talk to me about some of the surprises that can pop up for folks during that big moment in life, which should be a very exciting and rewarding time in life to be transitioning into retirement. But yet, it's not all sunshine and roses. You want to make sure you've got some things buttoned up. So talk to me about this moment in life and some of the surprises that can arise.
Yeah, retirement is a real broad category.
Sure.
I like to think of it as financial independence. And we have so many people in the baby boomer generation that are either getting unexpected early retirement or by choice early retirement because they have the resources to do so. But it involves a lot of adjustment. So the timing of when they are to receive their required distributions, how do they take Social Security, how prepared are they for the qualitative issues of transitioning into retirement? We find the tax bracket management is also key. Sometimes when people retire, they have a larger influx of income because of severance or because of stock options and things of that nature. So they're bewildered by what tax planning they might be able to do. So we try to, you know, I think it's a big adjustment for people, even from a lifestyle, their health or their age may be, you know, telling them that they can't do some of the things that they want to do. But the surprises that come up, putting aside any black swan events or outlier events that none of us have control over, just the normal process of transitioning into that phase of life where your portfolio means everything to you.
Sure. And then, Frank, another big topic that I know we've touched on in past conversations, and that is thanks to healthcare innovations, technology innovations. I mean, people are living longer these days, and that creates its own set of circumstances for that moment in life where your portfolio does mean everything because you don't have that, you know, that typical job that's providing the income for you and your family. So talk to me about this idea of where longevity and living longer creeps into play and creates a financial surprise, if you will.
Yeah, more than I expected, I'm seeing longevity playing a big part. I've never seen so many people live to 100 or in their late 90s. And most planners have been thinking mortality range of like 90 and maybe even 95. And just an extra couple of years of living, which is great. And technology is enabling that to happen in medicine. But an extra couple of years after inflation and after taxes could really erode a portfolio. So longevity is definitely a big factor. I'd say it's a top three. The expense management that comes with that phase of life can also be unsettling. We're seeing a lot of next generation returning home. We have parents living longer and needing assistance, and some of them are coming home. And the medical costs keep rising. Repairs on houses. We've had people, you know, tree lands on their property, breaks a fence, and, you know, it's an unexpected expense that they weren't planning. So repairs. So we had another neighbor whose barbecue blew up, and he's in his late 70s, and his house burnt down. So he's been, you know, disrupted, he and his family. And just the unexpected is something that we need to prepare for in all of the financial planning that we do.
Sure. And Frank, you know, we're talking about primarily, you know, these past few questions have been geared more towards those folks in retirement later in life. But what about the financial surprises that could impact people who aren't necessarily retired, those that are very much in their working years? Maybe they have a family of their own, and they're not necessarily at that point of transitioning to retirement. What are some financial surprises that you see commonly popping up in their lives?
I think that the culture, you know, is changing. I think people are relying more on technology and virtual relationships. So some of that is, you know, been a big adjustment. But we don't, it's the things that we don't have control over. Geopolitical risk is definitely in the red. If we were looking at all neutral indicators and positive indicators, even though the economy and the market may be somewhat positive, you just don't know what could be out there and what could happen, and how prepared are people with their liquidity? How prepared are they with their insurances? How prepared are they with their files and their, you know, their information that they might need at their fingertips? Being organized, being technologically more competent, and having the right insurances is very important.
Sure. You mentioned the right insurances. I mean, I think a common financial surprise, I think, to a lot of folks out there, and you mentioned a moment ago, a barbecue blowing up, a house burning down, you know, is that idea of home repairs, whether it was a weather-related event or just pure phenomena. You know, that can be, there can ultimately be a lot of zeros behind some of those home repairs, depending on the devastation. So when something like that pops up, Frank, or not necessarily pops up, it's just something that could exist, shall we say, in someone's life. What do you recommend in terms of doing to maybe shore up the ship a little bit so that in the event that one of those t- terrible things happen to your home, anything like, you know, your assets, your property, that you can feel a little bit easier about the situation because you took some precautionary methods.
Very well said. Wealth management is very broad, but it can be narrowed down into asset protection, tax mitigation. There's transference of wealth and things of that nature. But when it comes to being prepared, something like homeowners insurance, fortunately for this individual, had a very good property and casualty coverage. So they got a temporary residence. They got some deposits to get them through. They're rebuilding the house and so forth. So in that case, if you had a good umbrella policy, that situation would be painful because you're being disrupted in your home and your lifestyle, but financially you can come out whole if you have proper coverage. Things like lawsuits and divorce, things of that nature, often have people very unprepared because they're not, if there's one person that hasn't been really deeply involved in the finances and all of a sudden they're being cut in half or they have liabilities that they didn't know about, those kind of situations can be pretty daunting and very stressful and emotionally impacting. So I think a professional, to assist you and to get you organized so that you could check off all the boxes of what if. And then the things that we don't have control over, you'll at least have some downside protection or minimize the catastrophe when things happen.
Sure. And I think a big area which we've hit on, in a prior show, but where I think you're going, Frank, is that idea of asset protection. I mean, you mentioned divorce is a big one that faces, a lot of marriages out in this country. But talk to me about how asset protection and a conversation with the right team of professionals can really make a big difference when it comes to a situation like that. I mean, of course, no one enters a marriage thinking that they're going to get divorced, but at the same time, if you're somebody with significant assets, it is a conversation worth having surrounding asset protection. What do those kind of conversations go like with you and your clients?
Well, when you look at things like divorce or widowhood and those really life shocks, it's important that you have trusts, and people don't really fully understand trusts because it's really creating a neutral entity that facilitates your objectives qualitatively and quantitatively. So as long as, if you're the survivor or you're the victim and you have documentation of what was intended when things don't go well, that language and that memorialization of your intentions could be the thing that gets you through. If you're blindsided and you don't know who the beneficiary is of a life insurance policy and it's a second marriage, and all of a sudden you find out that the beneficiary is going to a prior child or ex-spouse, that could be daunting. When you don't have preparedness for that kind of an outcome. So, I think proper counsel, proper dedication and delegation to where your assets are located, and having your association with the right professionals and relationships for when you need those questions answered.
Absolutely. And Frank, I know we've hit these different corners of conversation, and there might be some folks out there thinking, I could do it on my own. I could go through and do the asset protection planning or draft up this document. And what would you say to somebody who has that go-getter mentality that, has good intentions in making sure that they don't fall victim to these financial surprises we talked about today? What would you say to somebody that has that mentality that doesn't feel like they might need that team or that counsel that you just mentioned?
I just came across that the other day, and they said, we went on to LegalZoom.com and had their wills done as an example. And that's really very naive, because a seasoned, competent attorney knows all the current laws and what could go wrong, and the language, the particular choice of language could be the difference of several zeros at the end of a settlement. So I definitely think that you don't want to do the cookie cutter approach. If it has to do with your estate and protecting your estate, you should have a tax attorney, not a criminal lawyer or a labor lawyer. You need someone who deals, you know, predominantly in tax. And then, you know, a financial advisor who can align your portfolio with your life transitions and your circumstances. So if you were all in stock and, you know, life happens and all of a sudden you're dealing with a crisis, you don't want to have to know when to sell a stock or which stock to sell. You want to have liquidity and fixed income that you can tap into without decimating, you know, your portfolio. So asset protection is a kind of a niche. People who are looking to retire or sell their business and things of that nature, that's the time you really need experts to make sure you're optimizing your wealth choices. And there are so many concepts within the toolbox that the average attorney or accountant just may not be familiar with.
And Frank, I feel like this whole conversation really comes back to that age-old expression, what can go wrong will go wrong when it comes to financial surprises in our life. A lot of good value out here. We've unpacked a lot. Frank, for anybody in our audience that is you know, scratching their head or they're thinking to themselves, yikes, I might be in that bucket, you know, of one of these surprises that we mentioned and could benefit from a conversation with you and your team to talk through some of these issues so that they can shore up the ship and have a little bit more peace of mind when they lay their head down on the pillow at night. What would be the best way they could get in touch with you and your team to just open up that dialogue?
Well, a couple of things. As a preview of coming attractions, our work together, Ryan, we're going to be hosting in the near future doctors and counselors that are dealing with stress within households so that people have at least a comfort source to sort through things. We're also going to do a deeper dive into the economy and the market because everybody wants to focus on that. They want to know what's going to happen. And you can't just listen to, you know, the news stations today without feeling some anxiety. So my first recommendation is to get your house in order, you know, get all your documents in order, make an appointment for a stress test or a no obligation interview, you know, with an advisor that can bring a lot of these components together in the forefront for you. And don't put it off because, you know, some unpaid payments or if your files are not organized, there's so many things that could affect your credit if you're not up to date on some of your payments. So get organized, seek the right professional, do your homework, and stay tuned to these podcasts because we're going to be bringing in topics continually that that complement what you're doing with your portfolio and your investments.
Fantastic. Well, Frank, I know you got a busy day ahead, a lot of clients to serve, so we'll let you get back to doing that. But I appreciate you jumping on here and diving into these financial surprises. You know, they're most of the time they're not fun, but there are measures that we can be taking to shore up that ship and not fall victim to these. So thank you again, and I'll see you back here on the next one.
You got it. Thank you, Ryan.
Of course, of course. And hey, folks, we want to take a final moment here and thank you for stopping by, spending time with us on the podcast today. If you enjoyed today's conversation, you learned a thing or two, make sure you subscribe to the show on whichever platform you checked us out on today so that you don't miss out on some of those conversations that Frank alluded to. We're bringing on some great guest experts here in the next few episodes, and we're really excited to share those conversations with you guys. But for Frank, I'm Ryan. We're going to go ahead and say so long now, but we appreciate you stopping by and being with us on Wisdom and Wealth.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. No strategy assures success or protects against loss. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision. The Astorino Financial Group and LPL Financial do not provide legal or tax advice or services. Please consult your legal or tax advisor regarding your specific situation. LPL Financial representatives offer access to trust services through the Private Trust Company, N.A., an affiliate of LPL Financial.